Jamal was happy. He lived with his mama and his papa in a little village, and he would go out to work with his mama to help weed the garden. He would go down to the river to help her wash clothes. He would play with his friends. His mama would cook him his favorite meals. And at nighttime, Jamal loved to listen to his mama and papa laughing in the dark. But then an illness came to their village, and many people fell sick, including Jamal's mama. And no matter what they did for her, she only got sicker and sicker. And Jamal's mama died. Jamal was not happy. He didn't play with his friends. He didn't go down to the river or to the garden. He would hardly even eat. Time passed, and Jamal's papa remarried. Jamal's stepmama ran up to him to hug Jamal. "Oh, I've always wanted a little boy. I am your new mama." "You are not," said Jamal. "You're not my mother." "Oh, come, Jamal. Come down to the garden. Help me weed." "No, I won't go. You're not my mother." "Well, Jamal, come down to the river. Come, come play with your friends." "No," said Jamal. "I won't go." Well, Jamal's stepmother was so upset that Jamal wouldn't love her that she ran to the village wise woman. "Please," she said, "I need a love potion for my stepson, Jamal."
"Oh, a love potion. Love potions are very difficult," said the wise woman.
"You must bring me a lion's whisker, and we'll see what can be done."
"A lion's whisker?" said Jamal's stepmother. "A lion's whisker?"
Well, she came home all discouraged, but there was Jamal, so sad. So the stepmother resolved to do what she could. And the very next day, she took a basket, put raw meat in it, and went out from the village, way up into the mountains where there were caves, and she followed a lion's tracks. She followed that lion's tracks all the way to the mouth of a cave, and then she put the meat down in front of the cave and ran away and hid behind a bush to watch. She sat behind that bush, and she sang a little lullaby to calm herself.
Hoo-wa-ya-hoo-wa, havertama-jerk-to, kova-hey-the-il-tai, kori-ko-for-ha-dite.
And the lion came out of the cave and looked around. He saw Jamal's stepmother hiding behind that bush. But he could smell that meat much closer, and he ate that raw meat and went back into the cave. Oh, Jamal's stepmother ran home. But the next day, she was out there again, climbing up above the village with a basket of meat. She placed that raw meat in front of that cave again and ran away, but not quite as far as the first day. Hid behind another bush and again sang to calm herself.
Hoo-wa-ya, hoo-wa, havertama-jerk-to, kova-hey-the-il-tai, kori-ko-for-a-dite, kama-kaba-hror-tite, ginya-jilya-mori.
The lion came out again, saw Jamal's stepmother, but that fresh meat was right in front of the cave, and so the lion ate the meat and went back into the cave. And so it went, day after day after day. Jamal's stepmother would take meat up to the lion and hide a little bit closer every day. Until the day came when she sat right down in front of the cave next to that raw meat. The lion came out and looked at her. And then it ate the meat and lay right down with its head in her lap. Jamal's stepmother reached out and took hold of one of the lion's whiskers. And she pulled. You could see the lion didn't like it. And he gave a bit of a roar and went back into the cave. Jamal's stepmother ran back to the village. She ran to the wise woman. She said, I've got it. I've got a lion's whisker. Now you can make me a love potion. Oh, no, I'm afraid I can't, said the wise woman. There is no such thing as a love potion. No, no. No such thing as a love potion. I have spent months and months to get this lion's whisker. Now I want the love potion. The wise woman laughed. You don't need a love potion. You must simply approach Jamal as you did the lion, with great respect and great patience. And in time, Jamal will learn to love you. Well, Jamal's stepmother went home, and she looked at Jamal, and she did treat him just as she had the lion, with great respect and great patience. And in time, Jamal went with her to the garden to help weed, and went with her down to the river to wash clothes and play with his friends. And she cooked him his favorite meals. But best of all, Jamal loved to hear his new mama and papa singing together in the dark. Hoo-wa-ya-hoo-wa, haver-tama-jer-to, kova-hei-thi-il-a-tai-kor-ya-ko-for-a-dite, kama-kaba-hror-tite, ginya-jil-ya-mori, geiko-jil-ta-mori, hoo-wa-ya-hoo-wa.